Fine Music Radio presents the Take Note Project series. The idea of this project was to create opportunities for young interns who were seeking a future in sound engineering and broadcasting. And the Take Note Project was supported by the MDDA, the Media Development and Diversity Agency, and was curated by the CTMA, the Cape Town Music Academy. This performance we're going to listen to now took place at the Gugusthebe Cultural Center in Langa. It featured a heartwarming performance by the Kroonendal Music Academy Jazz Band with guests Dan Schout and Muneeb Hermans. Let's take a listen now to that performance.
FMR lovers, who's, I'm assuming it's everybody in the room, will have recognized that first piece we played. And actually, bizarrely enough, the gentleman who actually recorded that for the station is actually Dan Schout in the middle there. So he actually... So, full circle, hey Dan. Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to start off with a Dollar Brand piece. Abdullah Ibrahim called African Marketplace. And please, guys, don't be shy. Get up, have a boogie. And if you don't, I'm coming for you. I'm coming. Righto, guys. You'll find that we're going to be playing quite a few tunes of the next composer. We adore this man, and he very, very kindly shared almost all his big band charts with us. So we've been learning them one by one. And that is McCoy Mrabata. We were going to bring a bottle of Amasi, because that's the name of the song. And it's always the alto saxophone who's supposed to drink it, but he said he won't do that today. So, yeah. But that's what we normally make the kids do, you know, drink a bottle of Amasi before they play. Only kidding. All right, so we're going to head on with this. I'd like to, shall I introduce the band now? Yes, I might as well. I'd like to just introduce my children to you. We've got Imangi on alto saxophone. We've got Zoe on tenor saxophone. We've got young Jaquil here on trumpet. And Leica's on drums. And we've got Kirtley, our head of music at KMA. He's on bass. And then, of course, our two amazing guests for today, Dan on saxophone and Muneeb on trumpet. I forgot about our amazing drummer as well. He's our drum teacher actually at the school, and that's Tefo Mahola. This is a well-known piece of music written by Dudu Pukwana, and it's called Mra. We would like to introduce you to Keketso Bolofo, our African instruments teacher at KMA.
Thank you. Good afternoon. So the piece that we're going to play now is a piece called Bunga Utete. It's played on this beautiful instrument called the karimba. It's a lamellophone made in South Africa, made by the late Professor Andrew Tracy. So there are many kalimbas and lamellophones in Africa, mostly in Southern Africa. This one is South African made. You get some in Zimbabwe called the Mbira Tsa Vadzimu. You get another one called the Nyunga Nyunga from Mozambique as well as Zimbabwe. So it's a nice, quiet song, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll be using on the marimbas, we'll only be using the bass marimba, and then the other guys will be playing small percussions. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay. Who knows what that one was called? Never heard that one on the radio before. Hey. I know it's a favorite of you guys. We often hear it on FMR. And you often hear this one too. This is another reason why we're playing it. This is a Hugh Masekela. We all love this one. My dog loves this one because he's not sure if he's a cow or a dog. And that's because he's always grazing in the grass.
Thank you.
bring it down a notch now, so all the lovey-doveys out there, oops, can now get up and dance together. Nice slow dance, you know. This is much loved by the jazz fraternity in, this thing's very, let me just tighten this, jazz fraternity in Cape Town. It's a Marcus Miller tune, and it's called Maputo.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've got another one by our African maestros now.
Okay. We're back again. So I began playing marimbas at the age of 5 at St. Gabriel's Catholic Church in Kokoleto. So just to give you a brief history of the marimbas, these type of marimbas were originally made in 1963 in Zimbabwe, and then they were introduced to South Africa in 1979 by Andrew Tracy as well. So this song we are about to do now is a song which I learned at a very young age. I think I was the same age as these guys, by a guy called Ayanda Holo. It's called Umfazi Kaputi. Yeah, enjoy. Thank you.
right. If we all look nervous, it's because we're nervous for this next one. We love the song, but it's very nerve-wracking. It's Bra Kaya Mhlango's tune called Mjiba. And guys, this is a jawling tune. So please, we need the whole house to stand up and jawl on this one. It's our last one before interval, so don't be shy. You can all go and have a drink afterwards and relax. But come on, you guys. We need your help on this one. Okay.
Thank you.
Fine Music Radio on 101.3 FM presenting the Take Note Project series, a series of live performances featuring carefully curated South African performing artists. Let's take a short break now. On the other side, we continue with more heartwarming grooves by the KMA Jazz Band and guests.
Thank you.
All right, so let's introduce the band one more time. Once again, welcome to the 12th Take Note in the Take Note series. And we'd like to put our hands together and welcome to stage the Kronendahl Music Academy with special guests Muneeb Hermans on trumpet and Dan Shout on saxophone. Thank you.
background music. What do you call it? Soundtrack. Yeah. So we're going to welcome our African instruments back on stage. And the song we just played for you now was, of course, Crossroads. Crossroads. And the ensemble are going to play a song for you called Africa. Thank you, guys. So beautiful. It's in all of us, hey? You just feel it in our bones, that stuff. Okay, now we're going to calm things down a little bit. Again, a lovey-dovey song, if you guys want to cuddle up. It's a beautiful Tony Skilder song called Lullaby, and it's going to feature our two guest artists today, Dan and Muneeb. Thank you. love playing this next one. And really, guys, I can see you guys are just falling asleep here. So we're bringing it up a bit. And I need you all to get up. Okay, Ion and the crew, you guys have to work, do my job for me. Because I can't do this while I'm playing. So you guys, I want to see you up and booging to this one. We all know and love Bruno Mars. And we are going to play for you Uptown Funk.
We'll be right back.
was Nancy Koleleko by Becky Mseleko, and we'd like to invite our African Instruments kiddos back for their last piece for today.
Thank you, Ms. Twin. Thank you for inviting us this afternoon. We know it's a jazz gig, but you included us to your setup. Thank you so much. So I think it's only befitting that we play a song by Amambondo, since we are Kwalanga. I was looking around, but I can't see any of Amambondo. Yes, I suspense. Imanga looks suspense. So their vocalist is here, who's his fancy Kalada. I hope you enjoy this one. It's called Sengingomo. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to try and match that. I don't know if it's possible. Maybe we should just go home now. Anyway, we're going to do a lekker old Kwela Jive Jive song. So again, a nice opportunity if we get you up and jiving. Todd Machikiza, and this is Kwela Kong. Right, so we're into our last tune for you now. But if we can't play another one as our last tune. This has got to be our last tune. Do you want to hear one more before our last tune? Okay, this is our second last song for the day. Before I do this, I also have a number of thank yous, which I'd like to say now. First and foremost, very most definitely, a huge thank you to Dan and Muneeb who joined us today. You know, they also were baby musicians once. And I know it's hard to believe, but they were. And they also had heroes and people that they aspired to and who inspired them. So I'm sure I don't need to tell you what a huge inspiration you both are to our pupils who are still learning to play like you guys. And they really they are so grateful to you for being with us today. So we just want to give you a little token of our thanks to say we hope you're going to join us again soon. Thank you so much. And can Luvuyo and Ian come up, please? Luvuyo and Ian, you know who you are. I got a phone call from Debbie asking KMA if we would mind if FMR adopted us as their charity of choice last year, November. We said, no, we don't mind. And we had a target of 60,000 Rand. And honestly, I think it was a week, wasn't it? Or 2 weeks? Week. After a week, Debbie phoned me and said, okay, we need to revise now because they had superseded their target already. And to our amazement, I know he told you it was over 220. I think at the end of the day, we had about 235,000 Rand that came in from FMR. Amazing. And what they chose to focus on was our music therapy program. It's a very robust program. We've got loads and loads of kids. This year, probably about 50, 60 children so far this year in the therapy program. And it's very, very necessary. Children use music and expression to work through things that are bringing them heartache and help and stopping them from living fulfilled lives and creating problems in their daily lives. So our music therapist is very busy, and she also has to make a living. We have lots of materials that we need to use for that program. So thanks to FMR, that music therapy program has been covered for the entire 2024. So we are so grateful. Ian, so thanks to you really that we're here today, you and the team. I'm not going to name everyone because I'll probably leave someone out and I don't want to do that. But we've had a lot to do with FMR over the course of last year, November, December, now. And honestly, these guys are just the sweetest people. And what you hear on the radio, those lovely, kind, gentle, friendly voices, they really are like that in real life, you know. They're, as people, they are just so sweet and so generous with their time and with their efforts. So, Ian, thank you so much for creating this for us and for allowing us to entertain your listeners today. Thank you. And last but not least, I'd like to thank Luvuyo, who came into this sort of at the last tail end of our involvement with FMR. And you've pulled out all the stops, the wonderful, yummy lunch that you provided for all of us and our kids, the refreshments, this incredible sound. And so it means so much to play in a venue with good sound. It just helps us play better. So thank you to the sound guys. Thank you to all the technicians who are busy downloading all of this in the studio and working on the sides here. Thank you to the caterers. And Luvuyo, thank you so much for going to all this trouble for us. Photo op. Okay, do a few more thank yous just now, but we're going to head into our second last song. It's another McCoy and Roberta, and it's called... Are you ready, guys? Are you ready to... Do you know what? Okay, it's called... Watch. It's called Face the Music. Yay!
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do our last one now. We're going to do our last one. Come quick. We're going to go. We're going to get our African instruments to play with us now on Errol Dyer's song called Langere. So you know what that means. It means get up and boogie. Otherwise, we're going to lock the doors and we're not going to let you go home. Okay, get up, guys, and do the boogie on this one. And who wants going to play his percussion?
Thank you.
It's been another great year for South African performances internationally and at home. Fine Music Radio would like to take this opportunity to thank all the performers over the last couple of months for the Take Note Project series. So there you have it. Thank you to the MDDA, the Media Development and Diversity Agency, for their support in this wonderful initiative. Thank you to Luvuyo Kakaza of the Cape Town Music Academy. Thanks to all our techies for the recording of these live performances over the past year, as well as to Mwande Lobi, our studio producer. Remember to visit our webpage, fmr.co.za, click on podcasts, and you have access to all 12 performances. My name is San. Peace and blessings. Till next time.